Let's start with your name, please.
Okay, so Sylvie Lajeunesse.
And you live in Urquhart Falls. And I think it was probably Saturday when the Empire Complex fire was still on that you started posting to Facebook about collecting stuff to bring to the people who live there, right?
Yes.
That's great. Now, but why would you do that?
Okay, so my mom died a couple months ago. So in honor of her memory, because my mom was a person that had a heart of gold, she, like, everybody in town knew her as the person with the smile. She cared about everybody. She always wanted to know how they were doing, how their family was doing. And there was nothing she wouldn't do for anybody. Like,
What
she
was
would
your
have done.
mom's name?
Sorry?
What's your mom's name?
Marie Forte.
Okay. So
And
keep going. Sorry.
so, like, she taught us, like, my mom represented kindness. She had a heart of gold, caring, like, love. So, when I woke up that morning, my husband tells me, he says, the Empire's on fire. And I'm like, we're devastated because, like, people live in that building, right? Like, it's hard not to have empathy because, like, that's their home. So we went through the day a little bit, and then so I came across, it all started with actually a post. This lady posted that she needed clothes for her mom, like a basic need, right? Clothes, something we take for granted every day. And I'm like, you know what? Like, we are blessed. We are so, like, fortunate that we don't realize it. I said, what would it take for me to go, like, because we are the kind of people that, like, we like to donate and stuff, because look how many people are struggling, right? Like, there's homeless people everywhere. There's people are struggling. The economy, life is hard. So that post just got me going because it was the perfect opportunity, like I said, to honor my mom. So all she was asking was for extra large clothes for her mom. And I'm like, wow, like, so little effort for me to go in my closet and find bags of clothes, because, like, it's easy for us to just buy stuff. So anyway, so I'm like, you know what? Facebook, perfect opportunity. So, and York Falls has been amazing. Like, we've had things happen in this town. Like, we've had serious things happen, and people are amazing. Like, I was so not surprised at all, because our community is awesome. But I was so excited because, like, people reached out, and they're still reaching out, and people are still wanting to give. And so, like, either they bring it or I go pick it up, and then it's all going to go to tenants. Like, everything is for the Empire.
Yep, it's kind of a case too of, excuse me, you never know when you might be in a similar situation.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? We do for each other. Like, to me, that's my motto, is, like, we do for each other, because I don't expect anything in return. It makes me happy just to be able to help someone. And like I said, no effort and a bag of clothes, that's nothing.
Yeah,
So.
and the Timmins and Urquhart Falls are so closely related too. Like there might as well be ruts in the highway between here and there, right?
And that's exactly it. Like, yes, they are different communities, but we're all neighbors. So, like, if I see on, like, because I, like, I'll follow Cochrane, Urquhart Falls, Timmins, everything, Madison, because we want to be involved. And if there's, we can't always help, but when we can, why not? And you wanted that to snowball into people wanting to follow and do it. And honestly, you don't need that. It doesn't have to be that much of an effort, because people, like I said, they're amazing. Like, people were here dropping stuff off, and, like, that day we went to Timmins and dropped off a truckload, like, full of clothes. It was amazing. And I'm talking like it like good clothes that people are actually, like, they had no clothes on their backs because they had to leave, like, their home. And who knows what's going to happen next, like, when they're going to be able to go back. And so that's what it was. It was to honor my mom. That post on Facebook of that lady caring for her mom, and just that one little post, just, yeah.
Yeah, so you're still collecting in Urquhart Falls.
Yep. I still have stuff in my garage, and that's all going to go to Timmins.
All right. How can people get involved if they want to drop stuff off at your place if they're not coming to Timmins?
Message me.
Okay.
Yeah. People are, like, they're giving me, like, people are saying, like, I have stuff. Can you come pick it up? Sure. Like, honestly, anything to help because, like I said, they're very, you know, the uncertainty of what's going on with their lives. Like, they got out of their home, like, tragedy, fire. And then, you know, they're in a motel room and then they don't have anything that's familiar to them. They have, like, and, you know, everything was up in the air. The families weren't even, couldn't even be around them, like, because, you know, it was a serious incident. So, like, try to make their life a little bit easier and help them with the challenges that they're going through. Like, it doesn't hurt to give a piece of clothing or even, you know, take out our wallets once in a while and help someone else. Because, like you said, if it was, like, to me, it's all about my mom. So if it would have been for my mom needing something in return, I would have appreciated it.
Yeah.
And if my house got fire and someone, you know, if people decided to help us, like, that'd be amazing, you know, like, and that, yeah, that's the mentality.
Yeah, I think your mom's probably pretty proud of you right now, too.
I hope so.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Sorry?
Is there anything you wanted to add?
Honestly, no, to me, it's just about people just keeping our ears and eyes open and help when we can.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's the important thing.
For sure.
Because life is hard. Like, yeah. I said, people are struggling already. So if we can make life a little bit easier, and it doesn't matter if it's your community or not, people need the help.
All right. Thank you very much for this. Thank you for what you're doing. I'll get a story on the air this afternoon and tomorrow morning and on the website. Might even run it in Timmins. Don't know yet for sure. And I took a screen grab of you. I'm going to use your picture, small picture with it, if that's okay.
Sure.
And if you got anything else that you want to get the word out about in connection to this, don't be afraid to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sylvie. You have a great day and congratulations on what you're doing.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.